Why is the Indian rupee depreciating day by day, and why is it at 77.89 for $1 today? What are the reasons and how can RBI improve this situation, and what it means for the entire market and for all of us? We want to discuss all of this in this episode. Welcome to the Fin Azad podcast. My name is Aniket Chaudhary. If you're struggling with your personal finances or need any help regarding mutual funds, stock markets, or any other personal finance matter, reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 7058248602. The direct link to WhatsApp is given here in the description as well. So let's talk about, first of all, what are the factors that drive the price of Indian rupees in the international currency market? Now, the things here are very simple. Each and everything in the world which goes up or goes down is based on the principle of demand and supply. All right. So if rupee is going down, that means the demand for rupee is decreasing, or there is too much of supply of rupee. Had it been the case in the for US dollars, it stands true for each and every currency, each and every commodity, each and every stock as well. So why is the US dollar going up at the same time? INR going down, US dollars going up, because the demand for US dollars is increasing and there is lesser supply as compared to the demand, right? So this is the demand supply principle which we must know. Now, why is the demand for US dollars increasing? To understand this, let's take it step by step. In the year 2020, when COVID-19 struck for the first time and the entire all international markets, entire of India was in lockdown, during such a time, the central agencies, that is the Fed Reserve in the US and the RBI in India, they decided to flow in some liquidity in the markets, that is to put in some money in the market by way of currency printing. All right. So there was a record number of currencies being printed and their interest rates were kept at a record low so that maximum liquidity is available in the market, maximum money is available in the market. So in such a situation, what happened is the US dollars which were flown into the system, they were not restricted only to the United States of America. They also entered India because foreign investors wanted to invest in India, and hence they are obviously, if they want to invest here, they are investing in Indian rupees. Hence the demand for Indian rupees back then in 2020, it increased. So when the demand for Indian rupees increased, the currency appreciate, that is INR was doing well that time incrementally, right? But now, as on today, what has happened? The RBI has increased interest rates, so has the Federal Reserve of the United States of America, so it has been happening worldwide. And the foreign institutional investors who once in 2020 came and invested in India, they are actually taking their money back home. All right, so when that they are selling their equities here in India or any other assets here in India, they are taking that money back home. And when they're taking this money back home, obviously they are taking it back in US dollars. So the demand for what increases? The demand for US dollars increases. All right. So we received around $30 billion US dollars inflows in 2021. But as the days have been progressing and very, very recently, they have pulled out around $21.5 billion from India. All right, so $30 billion came in and $21.5 billion is already out. So that money is, you can say that it is converted in US dollars and the demand for US dollars has increased. Hence, rupee has depreciated in front of US dollars. This is point number one, all right, because all the excess money in the market has been sucked out and is slowly in the process of being sucked out for the control over inflation, which was increasing too much. Too much of cash in the system, which means that there is too much of a buying capacity, purchasing capacity. So people buy a lot of stuff, there is demand for stuff, and hence inflation increases. Hence the RBI and the central banks have to increase the interest rate so that there is less liquidity, and hence people let's say that people who came in with their foreign money, they are taking their foreign money back to their own country or their home. Hence, the demand for INR is depreciating and the value and the demand for the US dollars is increasing. Now, the other point as well here is that because of the war situation and because of all this inflation related stuff which we have said, we have to buy things at an expensive rate. Like we have to buy oil. India imports around 80-85% of its crude oil requirement from outside. Now the crude oil prices have been increasing, and because prices have been increasing, we have to shell out more Indian rupees, right? And we have to obviously buy it in US dollars. So again, the money that we have to spend is increasing, and hence the dollar, hence the requirement or the demand for US dollars is increasing, right? Also, if the rupee falls in value like it has just now, because rupee, as I said, has been depreciating, it is 77.89 for one US dollar now. So if it is falling in value like it has fallen right now, we will now have to give out more money to buy the same stuff, right? Because the value of rupee is depreciating, so we have to spend, we have to like give more rupees for buying the same stuff because the value is depreciating. I hope you're getting this point, right? So at this higher cost, the inflation as well increases. So what the ratio, what the percentage says is that as per the RBI, almost every 5% fall in the Indian rupee increases the inflation by 0.15%. So if the rupee falls down by 5%, then inflation will increase by 0.15%. Why will inflation increase? Because we have to spend more money. Because the value of rupee has gone down, hence we'll have to spend more money. Hence inflation will again increase. So this is point number two. Now, what is the RBI doing and what can RBI do to control this situation? They have to increase the interest rates going forward as well, right? They have to take out the liquidity. The foreign institutions will sell and they will take their money back. So all this is going to happen. But what provision RBI has with it? RBI is having foreign exchange reserves with it. All right. So they are having around, let's say, in fact, if I give you the figure, it is $640 billion that they have had as foreign exchanges earlier, right? So whenever the foreign institutions are coming here in India and they're investing, they are exchanging US dollars for Indian rupees, right? So that is the time when the US dollars can be kept in reserve in the Indian system, that is by the RBI. So $640 billion of foreign exchange reserves India was having. And as the demand for US dollars is increasing, what is the best way to not let its price surge is by giving in more supply. To understand this, let's take another example. Let's say sugar. Let's say the demand for sugar all of a sudden increases. Let's say it's Diwali, everybody wants to make sweets in their home, and hence the demand for sugar, we're just taking an example, and hence the demand for sugar all of a sudden increases, right? So when the demand for sugar will increase, the prices will go up. But what is one thing which can happen which will counter the increase in demand so that the price of sugar will not increase? That is by increasing the supply of sugar. If the supply of sugar in the market is increased, then even if the demand is increased, the prices will not fluctuate because the supply will match the demand. If supply and demand are matched, then prices will not increase, right? So what RBI can do further and has been doing even now is that they are increasing the supply of foreign exchange reserves. They are increasing the supply of US dollars in the market so that the rupee depreciation that is happening, that does not happen. So already RBI has been doing it, and the foreign reserve, the forex reserves have already fallen by over $40 billion, and with this fall, it has come down to $597 billion. So this is one way in which RBI controls the demand and supply of the foreign exchanges and the foreign currencies, and it controls the valuation of rupees in front of the counterparts like USD, yen and all other currency pairs. So this is the thing that we should know how all this works out. Rupee depreciating is not a good thing because, as I said, with every percentage depreciation in rupee, there is a chance of increase in inflation as well. That says that there is less demand for INR. It is not good for the for our nation, for our economy, right? So it is not a very long term thing that will happen always and rupee will keep on depreciating. Not that way. I mean, there are long-term measures and there are short-term measures as well. So because the liquidity has been sucked out, this is the reason why immediately there is selling and immediately the demand for US dollars increases, and hence rupee has been depreciating in front of US dollars. So this will eventually find its place in the system, and then there will be a point when this does not happen. These are short-term things that are happening, right? But there are long-term things that as well. So we are not talking about those long term things, but this thing which is happening in the short term, it will ease out eventually, and rupee will settle at some range, right? And it is all in the control of the RBI to manage the reserves, the foreign reserves, the foreign exchange reserves, as well as the Indian rupees. So this is all in today's episode. I hope this was valuable. This is important for us to know, like how all these things are happening and what role RBI plays. RBI have also increased the CRR, that is the cash reserve ratio, as well, right, by 0.5%. So CRR says that the banks have to keep certain ratio of their money, of their funds, of their cash, you can say, with RBI. So that 0.5% is automatically in the hands, it goes into the account of RBI, you can say, and it is not available for the banks to lend it out to their customers. So this is again one way in which RBI is crunching out liquidity from the system. So that's it in today's episode, friends. If you found value, make sure to like, share, subscribe, comment, follow. Also check out the Hindi podcast. Also check out the technical analysis course that we have launched on our FinAzad app. You can download the app. The links are given here in the description. Check out the YouTube channel as well, and we are new on Instagram. Recently I've been making a few reels on Instagram. Very new at making reels and all of these things, so check out my Instagram account as well by the name of FinAzad, and let me know how it's going and if you have any suggestion for me. Also, this podcast is doing well and is ranked number 12 in India. Recently we moved from rank 16 to rank 12 according to the Feedpost blog, which ranks the finance podcasts in India. I'll give the link of that ranking as well here in the description. Thank you very much, and I'll be seeing you again.